Okay, we're picking up the Gemara from Lamed Gimel Beis, from where the Gemara is. I think it's 18 lines from the bottom, in the middle of the Lamed right there, right by the Gemara. We just mentioned the Mishnah, and the Mishnah had taught us about how to blow the shofar. So the Gemara now telling us, Lamed Gimel Aleph, the Gemara says about Tana, wait a second, we learned in a Braisa, Shir Tkia Ketrua, the length of a Tkia is like that of a single Trua. So this is a part of the Braisa. So the Gemara is going to say, Amar Abaye, Tana didan kachashiv tkiya dekula bave, v'truos dekula bave, and Tana bara kachashiv chad bave v'sulo. So our Tana is counting the tkiyas of all three of the blowings, of the sets of the blast, the truest of all three sets, whereas the Tana of the Braisa, is continuing the Tana bara, the Braisa one, is counting one set and not more than that. So what's going on over here? Rashi explains that means that the length of the length of the opening tkia is going to be equal to that of three sets, the length of the trua. So that's what the Tana mentions, that is the first, that's the Tana of our Mishnah, whereas the Tana of the Braisa is telling us the length of the opening tkia equal to each of the length of the trua, and therefore the Mishnah and the Braisa are saying the same rule in different words. So that's what we're saying, that has to be the length of the full middle half. That's what the tkia comes out to. So the Gemara now continues, Shira trua kishlosh yabavos. The length of a trua is like three yabavos, three cries. So the Gemara says about Tanya, Shira trua kishlosh varim. The length of a trua is actually like the length of shalosh varim. Shvarim is a longer type of cry, like and we're going to see Gunu Chiganach Yolilale. We're going to see in a moment. It's like that's the type of crying of a shvarim. So Gemara says Amar Bai Beha Badei Pligin. Our Chachamim, right? The Tana of our Mishnah and Tana of the Braisa are actually disagreeing on this Nakuda. That we explained that we were able to answer that the before that there was not a machloka, but this point is going to be a machlokas. Tichsev Yom Trua Yalechem. Shbeid Yom Trua. What is a Yom Trua? I don't even know what a Yom Trua is. We know based on Unkelos, Metagamin on Yom Yibava Yelachud. Metagam Unkelos tell us the day of Yibava, it should be for you. What is Yibava? Yibava, Ksuba Imad Assist. So we know based on the Pasuk by the sister's mother. It's a fascinating thing. We learn the whole idea of how to blow a shofar from sister's mother's, a lot of the machshava behind that. But we're saying that she cried, Bachalan, what happened to her? Bimin the sister, Ba'alachalan Ishkava, Tibavim Sisra. Looked at the window, she cried, she saw her sister wasn't coming back, he said he was gonna die. And she began to cry, which we use the lashon of vatei abev. That was her crying, was tevi abev, the lashon of abava. So the abava refers to crying. The machlokas is, what type of crying was this? How do we do the abava? How do we do the crying over here? Marsav ar genuchei ganach. So one time, the time of the Braisa holds that the abava is a reference to a type of a cry, which is genuchei ganach, like a moaning one, longer to because like, right? That type of crying is the Braisa of a Yom Trua. That's what we call shvarim bismanazeh. And Marsavar Yelula Yalium. However, the Tan of Armeshna holds that Yabava is referring to a constant cry, like, right? Like that is a type of sobbing. That is going to be a Trua type of cry, and that is how we would have it. So according to the Mishnah, then, the Mitzvah Dereisa of Trua is the sound of a Trua. The Shaila is what exactly is this Trua? Is it more of a Shvarim Dika Trua? Or is it more of a Trua Dika crying? So how the type of the crying is going to be the Machlokas between the Tana of our Breisa and the Tana of our Mishnah. Bezrim, we'll get to it in the conclusion on the end of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We'll get to how do we do halacha l'maisa and how do we accomplish everything based on the Gemara. Now the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan and Breisa Minayin Sheba Shofar. How do we know blow a shofar? Never says anywhere they blow a shofar. It says Yom Trua and Zichron Trua. How do I know that Trua is supposed to be a shofar? Maybe it's one with a chatzotzos with the trumpet. So the Gemara says Tamal Lomar Vavarta Shofar Trua, because the pasuk with regards to Yovel, we know the pasuk says Vavarta Shofar Trua. Bechodesh Shvi Besor Yom Lachodesh Yom Akim Tavush Taviro Shofar Bechol Arzuchem. It says Taviro Shofar very clearly and Vavarta Shofar, and that has a reference to do with shofar and Trua. So therefore we have the concept of Trua and the concept of Shofar mentioned together, so we clearly know that a Trua is mentioned with a Shofar in the context of Shofar. So Gemara says, but still, in the Alabiova, that's only in front of Yom Kippur and Yovel year, Rosh Hashanah V'nayin, how do I know that that should apply by Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara, Talam Elomar B'chodesh HaShvi, because the Pasuk says, on the seventh month, which is, you know, the day of Rosh Hashanah, the seventh month from Nisan, that's going to be Rosh Hashanah, Shein Talmud Lomar B'chodesh HaShvi, because not teaching you the seventh month, and we know Yom Kippur it should be that time, because Matam Elomar B'chodesh HaShvi, it's not referring to Yom Kippur, because we know Yom Kippur is when it is. It tells us when Yom Kippur is. Shiyu Kol Trua Shachodesh HaShvi Yom Kemazeh, because we already know that Yom Kippur is coming on the 10th of Tishrei, which is already Chodesh HaShvi. So it's teaching you nothing to do with the halachas of Yom Kippur, rather the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. The teachers of Rosh Hashanah, they should be the similar, the halachas of Rosh Hashanah should be the same as that of Yom Kippur in a Yovel year. Now the Braisa continues, Minayin Shepshuta Lefanah. And how do I know they have to blow a tkiah before the Trua? Maybe just blow one Trua in your Yotzer Mitzvah Dereisa.
Tamaloma vavarta shefar chua. The pasuk says vavarta shefar chua. Varta lashon avara is alluding to havara is lashon to literally you should cause to pass through. This is causing to pass through is a tekiya to cause the pass to the chua to be preceded by something which you're causing to pass, which is a tekiya. Menem shepshuta lacharei so harano yiblo a tekiya after the chua. Tamaloma taviro shofar. The pasuk says taviro shofar. You should sound taviro shefar. So the taviro is causing to pass through. Again, appears later than chua. It implies it's after the chua. Mainly, alabayova. Again, this halacha only applies in Yovel year, Yom Kippur in Yovel year. How do I know? Baruch Hashem, in Rosh Hashanah you have to blow a tkiya, a true and a tkiya. Tamalei mar v'chodesh hashvi. The pasuk says v'chodesh hashvi in the seventh month. Shein tamalei v'chodesh hashvi because we already learned the seventh month, which is the day of Yom Kippur. Matam alam v'chodesh hashvi. She called true as v'chodesh hashvi ze kazeh. We're talking about the halachas of the Yom Kippur and the Yovel, and the halachas of a true on Rosh Hashanah should be one and the same. Therefore, we learn that you blow a tekiya, a trua, and a tekiya, and that is how you blow it on Rosh Hashanah. So far, we're left with only a tekiya, a trua, and tekiya. How do you have more? We're going to get to that. Bez Hashem. Now, I'm checking the Gemara. Menayin l'shalosh. We're turning on again. Lamed al malaf. Now, menayin l'shalosh, shalosh. How do we know the three sets combined of each three? How do we know they blow a combination of tekiya, trua, tekiya three different times? How do I know this? So says the Gemara now. So this is where we're getting to the nine sounds. Tamad loyma v'avarta shofar trua. The pasuk says, the avarta shofar trua, you shall sound the shofar of a trua. Shabbosan zichron trua, another reference of trua. So basically trua is going to be mentioned three different times in the Torah. And yom trua yelachem, it mentions trua three different times. And we know that you have to blow a tkiya before and tkiya after. How? Nayan, litain, is more, shall zeh, shall zeh. Again, basically we've established the first one has to be a tkiya, trua, tkiya. And now we've learned out two more truas. But how do I know that there has to be a tkiya before and after the second and third set? So says the Gemara, because I don't know to apply them, the lachas of both of them. Says the Gemara, Tamad loymar shvi shvi l'gzera shava. To teach you, we have gzera shava, shvi shvi, to establish a gzera shava, ketad. So shalosh shehen tesha. The three are going to be like nine, meaning that you have to blow a tkiya before and after, and that's the gzera shava. Shir tkiya ketrua, the length of a tkiya has to be the length of what's blown in the middle of it, of a trua. And that's a straight blast, has to be the length of the trua in the middle. And shir trua keshalosh shvarim, the length of a trua is the length of three shivarim, and that is the din over here. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Hi, Tana. The Tana, the Braisa, originally Meikara Maisa Bekesha. We learned it from a Hekesh, the fact that we compare Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur on a Yovel year, through a Hekesh, through the comparison of the two. And now, Hashta Maisa Lebek Zera Sheva, now you're deriving it through Xera Sheva with the words. Originally, the Tana taught it by a Hekesh of Tkiya, of learning out the extra lashon by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that they're going to be a Hekesh. Now the Braisa is using Xera Sheva to teach you that you have to blow nine. Which is it? You have to use Xera Sheva or just use a Hekesha? Why do you have to use both? You would have learned the same halacha. So where's Zalchi Kamar? He loved Xera Sheva, have a Maisi love Bivakeshi. Right. Had it not been for the Xera Sheva, I would have been able to derive it from a Hekesh. Meaning, the Tana is saying that if the Xera Sheva had not been those that you had in Masorah for, you still could have learned it from a Hekesh to have the same halacha and that your Hashanah should be looking up the Yovel. So, hashtag the Isaac Xera Sheva, Hekesha Lotzarachirei. But if you have the Masorah for the Xera Sheva, then you don't need the Hekesh. That's what we're saying over here. Now the Gemara continues, V'hai Taina Maitzila B'Gzera Shava Mimidbar. The Tana is teaching us of Gzera Shava from the trumpet blast through that of the Jews in the wilderness. The Jews in the wilderness, the Tana is the learning of Raisa, Utkatem Tilu'a. Pasuk says that you should blow a blast of a trua. Yeah, Utkatem Trua, this is the pasuk in Balos, so we're talking about when they're journeying. So what do we learn from here? We're saying, Tekiya b'fne'atma, trua b'fne'atma, that there should be a separate sound of a tekiya and a trua. We see from over here that it says utkatam trua. I would have said maybe it's one single trua. The Tana is teaching us that the tekiya is a lashon of two different sounds. Ata omer, tekiya b'fne'atma, trua b'fne'atma, olam. Maybe they should be not the same. Maybe they should be one and the same, one long tekiya and a trua together. Tekiya trua achasi. But rather, they're telling us that tekiya and trua really maybe should be one and the same. And kishu omer of akilas akalti tzkuva lasaria. The pasuk says that when you gather the congregation, you should sound a tekiya, but not a trua. It implies that that this is tekiya and trua are different sounds over here. So that's what the pasuk is implying, that they have to be different. So we see from that pasuk clearly when you're blowing of tekiya of the trua is different than that of a tekiya. And manayin shepshuta lefanav. Where do we know that we learn that a straight blast tekiya should precede the trua? Says the Gemara, because Tamalomar Utkatem Trua, the pasuk says Utkatem Trua, which is Utkasem. Utkasem is a lashon of Truva Luin Titzkiya before the Trua. The Menayim Shemshuta Lacharea, how do you know you have to blow a Trua? A straight blast after the Trua. Tamalomar Trua Yisku'u. The pasuk saying Trua Yisku'u, they shall blast a Yisku'u on their journeys. Yisku'u, we're telling us, is alluding to the fact that Titzkiya after the Trua. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broko Omer, he says, Eino Tzarech. You don't have to come out of this. Because Harayu Omer Tkatem Trua Shenis, it says that you should blow Tkatem a Trua a second time. So Chain Tamud Lomar Shenis. It's not necessary to teach you a second time. So Matan Lomar Shenis. What's the purpose of teaching you a second time? Is it Bana Av? This is the Bana Abin and Av. Shekol Makom Shenemar Trua Tehet Kia Shnia La. Wherever there is a Trua, a Tkia should have a sound following it, and therefore that means that the last of Tkia should be second to that of the Trua. Ainly, I love a midbar. Now that only knows what they blew in the midbar. And Tzav Moshe Rabbeinu, Rosh Hashanah Minayin. How does this apply to Rosh Hashanah? The Tkiyah of Rosh Hashanah should have both a Tkiyah before and after the Trua. Tamal Lemar Trua Trua Legzera Shava Trua Trua Legzera Shava. So now the Gemara says that we learn each Trua has to be preceded and then post. Has to be afterwards. Have to have a tki as well. The shalosh truas nemar b'Rosh Hashanah. So we see that there's three truas mentioned in Rosh Hashanah. Again, we're in this brayso now. Shabbason zichron trua yom trua ve'avarta shavat trua. There's three tkiyos l'chol achas v'achas. And we learn out matzino meinu shalosh truas u'sheish tkiyos nemar b'Rosh Hashanah. That we learn that there's that you have three truas and six tkiyos mentioned in regards to Rosh Hashanah. Shtayim medivrei Torah v'achas medivrei Sefer. One is deraisa. Sorry, two are deraisa and one is derabanan. How do we get to that? So we're saying that only two of the sounds are mentioned trua are available to be learned by the drasha. The third one was needed to actually learn the halacha before. So you can't learn out the third trua to teach you that there is a trua on Rosh Hashanah because we're teaching a different halacha. Therefore, we're learning the third one is only midivrei sofim to mention it in the context of malchias or chonah shofar to have all three. That would be a derabanan according to this version. So this version is saying that only the first two. It's not old, only the first two truas are going to be deraisa. Shabbos zichot trua v'avarta shavat trua medivrei Torah. Those are going to be deraisa. Yom trua yalachem the Talmud Aba is teaching the gzera shava to compare the length to compare the trua of Rosh Hashanah to that of the midbar. That was the drasha we're yearning from Yom trua. So you can only learn two of them. So according to this Tana, only six of them are going to be deraisa. The third one is going to be the third set is going to be only derabanan. Rabbi Shmuel bar Achmini Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Shmuel bar Achmini Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Achas Medivrei Torah, Shtayim Medivrei Sofrim, only one Shrua is by Daraisa, and two are going to be Darabanan. Vavarta Shofar Shrua, Medivrei Torah. And blowing the shofar, a trua alluding to the fact that that's a din deraisa. Shabbos and zichron trua, yom trua yalachem, a Talmud Aba is teaching you the drasha of them. The Gemara says, Ma'ila Talmud Aba, what does it mean? He's coming for its own teaching. You understand well that you learn the gzera shava, but what is the second pasuk needed to teach you? Mibayle, b'yom, b'lobalayla. He has different drashas. He's teaching you, Rabbi Shmuel b'yom alchanan, only one is midivrei Torah. Only one set of tkia, trua, tkia is deraisa. The second set and the third set are derabanan. The Gemara says, what does he do with the second one? What is he needed for? That you have to blow by night and not by day. Because it says yom trua. The mitzvah is only by day and not by nighttime. V'idach Sinat Tanakama says that the first two are deraisa and the second one is derabanan. What does he do? How does he derish b'yom alayla? B'yom alayla minayla, how does he learn it out? So the Gemara says, nafkalei, mi b'yom ha-kipurin. The Lashon said, b'yom ha-kipurin, teaching Yom Kippur, it also must be during the day. And we already had the gzera shava teaching the same halacha Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You don't need that drasha. So the Gemara says, from Kippur, he should learn out that there should be a straight tkiah before and a straight tkiah after, as the Tana of the earlier Brisa did. Why did he teach you that to teach you the halacha is back to the midbar? He was using it from the lashon of the chatotos in the midbar. Why was he doing that? So says the Gemara, "Vavarta taviro lo mashmaluhu," because the phrase "vavarta" you should sound and "taviro" you should sound is not that drasha. He did not understand that drasha like that. How does he learn the psukim? He learned out Vavarta Kidrav Masna. Vavarta is teaching you like Rav Masna. Dem Rav Masna, Vavarta Derech Avarasai. That you should blow it in the manner which it is carried. That this is teaching that someone we learned before, right? On the Chavzayim Beis, we learned that if somebody flipped over the shofar by using the hita to tighten the wide end to the narrow end, you're not going to be yotze. Vavarta is teaching you should carry implies that the shofar has to pass through the way that it was made. It's in the way that it came out naturally and not flip it over. That's what we're learning out. Taviru de kavarachman and the arebe, and the taviru is a lesson of to carry the shofar and land in the hand, which is teaching you taviru shofar. It's teaching you that the true and the kia sound from only told the shofar itself, we might have understood from carrying the shofar as opposed to blowing it. So that's what we're learning, that you actually have to blow it. So now the Gemara says, V'idach. So now, V'idach, the other Tana who holds Avarta is in fact its kia sound. The Rav Master Medishana Medibure, the Rav Master may additionally also be learned out, how do you learn these halachas? From the fact that we switch over our lashonos for a tkiya. The usual term is kasim in the midbar. Since Yom Kippur of the evolution of Avarta, we learn out we can learn two levels of chidushim over here. Taviru biyad lamatzis amarts. Because taviru in your hand you can't say because the gemara avara mimoshe. We learn out from avara mimoshe. Where do we see lashon of avara by moshe? It sounded implication. We had something that sounded like a sound. It says over here avarta shofar trua. Uchziva somebody tell Moshe be very kol b'machada. Moshe sounded the sound ma lalan b'kol. Moshe's zechus. What Moshe was blowing the camp it was a lashon of sounding to tell everybody to bring the malacha for the mishkan in Sefer Shmos. Afkan v'kol so too over here the shofar avara is lashon with the sound, and we know that aviru is lashon of a tkiah and not the sound of the shofar in hand. That's what we're learning from over here, and the pasuk is Tatan is teaching us. He didn't have the gzera shava to learn out before. And now, whereas one point, lahai tani the ma'aslam in midbar. The Tana says that we learn out from the midbar. Ima lalan chatzotzos. When it comes to the midbar, I would have thought you should blow the trumpets. Afkan chatzotzos. Hamal nomar tiko b'shov b'chodesh shayfar b'kesel lim chageinu. This is a good pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim is tiko b'chodesh shayfar and b'kesel we learn out was remes to Rosh Hashanah the day which is covered. We explain that in reference to Rosh Hashanah. Ezu chag shachodesh miskasabo, because moon's covered, because it's only Rosh Chodesh. Haveyomer zeh Rosh Hashanah, this is Rosh Hashanah. It's the only chag that falls at the beginning of the month. It's again a lot of machshava behind all these things. Why Rosh Hashanah the only time? The beginning of the month, obviously Rosh Chodesh, but the only yomta that we have in the beginning of the month is Rosh Hashanah. Vekam rachmana shofar. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, you blow a tkiah with a shofar. Now the Gemara continues, we just discussed all the sources. So really, what we have right now is Midah Reisa, all I have to vote is a tkiah, trua, a tkiah, three times, that is my mitzvah Reisa, followed by a tkiah before and tkiah after. So if I blow nine sounds, I am yotze my mitzvah de o Reisa. So how does we get to more than that? So because Iskin Rabbi Abba, but Kisaria, this is how it starts, Rabbi Abba instituted in Kisaria, that one should follow Tkiah, Shalosh, Shvarim, Trua, Utkiah. You should have a Tkiah, a three Shvarim, and a Trua, and a Tkiah. So that's blown three times for each one of the three sets of blasts. And Gemara says, Manashach, but he thought you should have a Tkiah, Shvarim, Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah, and Tkiah, Shvarim, Trua, Tkiah. So Gemara says, Manashach, that either way you slice it, this is problematic because if you understand that trua is a sobbing sound of a concept of like the nine sounds that we know what we call a trua, lavetkia, trua utkia, then do that. Vigunuchanaganachan is referring to what if it's a moaning sound like shvarim, lavetkia, shalosh, shvarim, tkia, you should do a tkia, shvarim, three times, meaning tkia, shvarim, tkia, tkia, shvarim, tkia, tkia, shvarim, shvarim, three times, and you go to the mitzvah d'raisa. So Gemara points out because Mesafke Gnuchanachu Yalala, he's in doubt whether a trua is a moaning or a sobbing sound, therefore he instituted that we should blow both. Maski flower of the viewer asked about Duma Yalula Yalahava, maybe a trua is really a sobbing sound. Kamafsik Shalashvarim, a trua Latkia. If you're gonna blow a shvarim trua, that's a hefsek in between them. And you're not gonna be yote the tkiah that which is afterwards. And that would be something which is an interruption. From here, we're going to learn what sounds. We see that certain sounds are problematic sounds. If you blow something, can be a hefsek in which you have to go back to the beginning of the set. That's a beginning of the three that you were just blowing. That's the shaila. Everyone has to be real bucky. The one who's calling out the shofar blowing has to really know when to send back, even back to the tkiah. Either way, going back over here, the hada avid tkiah utrua tkiah. So after blowing what we were just mentioning before, he was blowing a tkiah, trua, and a tkiah. So this was done also to accomplish it. Where's the mask? Ravina, Odilma Gnuche Have, Kamasik Shua bin Shwarm Latkia. But if it's the moaning sound, and then if it's a Gnuche Ganach, if it's like a Shwarm, and then you're going to be Masik with the Trua. So the Gemara says, rather, the Have, Hadar Ave Tkia Shwarm Utkia. So what comes out right now is that he's telling us you have Tkia Shwarm Trua Tkia, Tkia Trua Tkia, and Tkia Shwarm Tkia. That is how the Gemara comes out. Rashi seems to have a different girsa, which the Gemara was saying, tkia shvarim tkia, before tkia trua tkia. So according to Rashi, that it should be a tkia shvarim trua, and then a tkia shvarim tkia, and then tkia trua tkia. That's how we actually do Bezmanaze also when you blow the 30. And that's what he's saying, basically to blow the 30. That's where you get to the 30 kolos, because we have the first nine and nine, right? We have the first, you have tkiah, shvarim, trua, tkiah, that's the first set, and then tkiah, shvarim, tkiah, three times, that's, so now we're at blowing that 9, 18, and then we have the last remainder 12 is tkiah, shvarim, trua, tkiah. That's how you get to the 30, and that was, he was mesaket to blow 30. So the Gemara says, Ella Rabbi Bao, my iskin, so then what did Rabbi Bao institute? Igenucha ganach, if a trua is really a morning sound, ha'avide. No one fulfills obligation with tkiah, shvarim, trua, ila, la, 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 avide. So the Gemara answers, "Masafke duma genuche v'yala yala." Maybe it was both. So therefore, he instituted doing it both. Gemara says, "Yachil lave nami epcha." She also the opposite. Tkia trua shosh shvarim tkia. Why don't you blow a tkia and then trua and then a shvarim? Why nobody does that? So duma yala v'ganach. Maybe you cry fast and then moaning. So Gemara says, "No, because tama milsa kimasam benish milsa." When a person is crying, is compelled to cry. Bereisha ganach v'adar yala. First he moans. Oh yo yo yo. That's how he would cry. And therefore, the trua is going to be first a shvarim and then a trua. Meaning, we don't blow it to be yotze all the shitas. The Gemara is suggesting maybe we should have a fourth set of a tkia trua shvarim tkia. We don't have something to copy of only shvarim trua. We don't have tkia shvarim that set because nobody cries in that manner. So what comes out, as Rabbi Abba says, the chosh for all three. This is a very important nafkamina on the level of Deoraisa, because we know we hear way more than that. We hear 100 kolos b'zanas. That the first 60 we can understand. First we have the kios to miyushav and the kios to meumat to confuse labra v'sasatan. The first really that we blow are really yotzer mitzvah Deoraisa. Then in the middle of malchios zichronos and shofros we also blow another set of 30, but each time we blow three. Right, that's the minute that we do bismanazeh, that we blow three in each one of them to be malchios zichronos and shofros to be yotzer to get the extra 30, and then we just to be mashlim to get the 100 kolos. That's another reason why the mashlim 100 kolos we blow at the end an extra. If you're nusach Ashkenaz, you'll blow an extra 40. If you're nusach Sfarad, you blew another 30 already at the chazer sashat, and in the silent shmonei esrei, you're only blowing 10 at the end of your davening. Now this is also very important, because when you're blowing for somebody who is a chole, let's say, or a female wants to be yotzei the mitzvah, so how many kolos do you have to blow? Midah, right? So you really have to blow 9. You just blow tkiah, trua, tkiah three different times, or yotzei. The problem is that based on Rabbi Abba, we don't know which they are, so we're choshish that all three of them might be the shita of the 30, in which case you have to blow 30. That's, you have to blow the 30 kolos, you have to blow a whole set of tkiah, trua, tkiah, shvarim, tkiah, shvarim, trua, tkiah, and then tkiah, trua, tkiah. You have to blow a whole set of 30 when you're blowing for somebody to be yotzei, because that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, is rechoshish that all three. That is the opinion of most of the Rishonim understand the sugya over here. There are Gaonim that asked a very positive question, very compelling also, is that they asked, at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Abahu, nobody fulfilled the mitzvah obligation, they're all only misafik d'oraisa yotzei. And further, how did we forget how to blow a shofar? It's so fundamental. It's like telling us that we don't know how to make matzah b'zman hazeh. That's such a fundamental mitzvah. We never lost it. We never had an interruption in our Masorah to assume that we ever lost it. So they come up with a very interesting, the Rav Haigon, and the Ran quotes this, and another Rishon quote this answer, is that they really answer that when we say Yibava, it really, all of them are not necessarily arguing on each other. That the in practice, they're following, everyone had their own minhag originally, how the cry that they understood the cry should be. And that cry was manifested in three different kolos, whether it was a tkiah, trua tkiah, or tkiah shvarim trua tkiah, or tkiah shvarim tkiah. Those three minhagim were always existent, they're always part of the cry, and you really yotze with either one of them. That actually is a big nafkamina, because that question I just mentioned before about the person who is being yotze afterwards, according to these geonim and achanami, if you really are stuck and you have a shas and chak and you can only blow one set of a tkiah, let's say, what you want to blow, tkiah shvarim shua tkiah, three times, that you could be yotze according to these geonim, because everyone knows that each one is a yotze daraisa. So this actually is an afkamina. I asked this question of Nemtzel, because I was once walking in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a chilonim, I wanted your shofar, the mamash only chance, they had like 1 minute to give me. They weren't letting me blow the 30. So I wanted to be yotze. So according to Gaonim, they still are definitely a concept to blow. My shiloh was, am I allowed to make a bracha and rely on the sheet as Gaonim to make a bracha? So Rav Nemtzel told me no. That it definitely should blow for them, because maybe they're going to be yotze through the shitas geonim. But adki dekach, to assume that we make a bracha for them in that circumstance, you really have. There's certain people in the army, whatever, that can only hear 9. So definitely, if they can hear what they can hear, they should definitely do that. But if they're really, we hold it to make a bracha, we are choshesh for the other shitas and rishonim that really are mesup nesafki nesafklu. The geonim's question notwithstanding, and really we hold that you should. I'll hold like that. Okay, what do we do in the Chazar Sashat? It's a whole question. That's a big shayla. Bizman Azeh, what do we do? I don't have time to get into it, but Hashem, if you have a chance to look into it, there's a Rishonim over here talk about it, of what to do in Chazar Sashat, to Machios, Zichronos, and Shofros, which ones should he blow? That's a whole a big shayla. Okay, now we're back to the Nehem Shechel. The Mishnah tells us, Taka Berishona Umashach Vishniach Kishtayim. If somebody first blows a prolonged second tkiah, then 200 tkiahs, it doesn't count towards the next set. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan tells us, Shamat Tesha Tkios, turning on to Lamed Aleph Beis, Tesha Tkios, Tesha Tzur Yom, if you hear 9 shofar blasts in 9 hours of the day, Yatza, your fulfilling obligation, you heard open in Tkiah, then an hour later you hear Trua, then an hour later Tkiah. That's your first set. Then you do that 3 different times, then 9 hours of the day, you're going to be Yotzei, even though you had a very long pause in between. That is what Gemara is learning from Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Tana Menachel, the Bryce is supporting Rabbi Yochanan, Shamat Tesha Tkios, Tesha Tzur Yom, Yatza, you're going to be Yotzei, your obligation. If you're simultaneously hearing from 9 different people, lo yatza, you're not fulfilling your obligation. So that's a shayla over here. If you heard from 9 different people, lo yatza, Rashi points this out, that the braisa is seemingly a stira to what we learned about the Gemara before, above. You have 2 different people blowing it. What's the problem? If I have 2 different people blowing it and I'm yotze, then we said that because it's chaviv. So Rashi therefore answers that the mitisha b'nei adam ke'achad yatza, that if you're hearing from 9 different people, you are fulfilling obligation. That's where Rashi wants to understand it. That's what Rashi wants to understand. Now the Gemara says, So mitzvah banana lo yatzah. Tkiya mizeh utrua mizeh. If you learn tkiya from this person, utrua from that person, yatzah. You'll be fulfilled obligation because each one is different, but you heard them at different times. Ve'afilu b'sirugin. If you hear them discontinuously, there's going to be yotzei. Ve'afilu kol yom kulo. Even if it's on the duration of the entire day. The Gemara says, "Wait a second." Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan really said that this is halacha. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yotzadek. Halal Megillah. If you're reading the Halal or you're listening to Megillah's Esther, let's say I heard the first half of Halal and then I go take an hour break, whatever it is, and then I come back to hear the second half of Halal, maybe it's in Balkorim, and I hear it. So then, if I'm shagging more school, if I pause the entire duration to say the entire thing, this is an interesting concept. We have the concept of shaha kidei ligmor skula. You pause the duration it takes to recite the entire thing. Chos derosh, I have to go back. Because that's considered a fundamental hefsek. That's considered something which is interrupting your halal, your megillah. And therefore, you have to go back. That's going to break the mitzvah. And therefore, that's going to be a psul. And you're not yotze. So Rabbi Yochanan said this. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it's the length of time that it blows, it should be a few minutes. Not even a few minutes to blow the three. How could I hear every hour and be yotze? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Lokasha, you're right. So Rabbi Yochanan is not difficult because Hadi Day, the first statement was that of a Rabbi Yochanan himself, Hadi Rabbi, whereas the latter opinion is actually Rabbi Shimon ben Tzadok, his Rabbi. Gemara says, Vidi Day, lo, but really Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold all this content with Shad, like Gemara Skula, you have to repeat that if you wait the time it takes to say the whole thing that you're saying, you have to repeat your whatever mitzvah you're discussing over here. Rabbi Bava was once walking along with Rabbi Yochanan, Vaikara Kriyat Shema, he was reciting Kriyat Shema. He met the Mavuas Mitznafas Ishtik. He came to the Mavuas Mitznafas. They were filthy with whatever, tzoa, or with excrement, or whatever it may be. It was in there, or urine, whatever was there. That was something that you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema, because we learn that from the Pasuk, which says, Vayamachanecha Kadosh, that Lo Yochai was Dabar, and Vayamachanecha Kadosh, we learn that from there, there's a psul pasuk in Mendereisa, to say Kriyat Shema Darim Shabik Dusha in a place that's dirty, that has tzoa, that has even by kids, it's by the Mirei Nogea, this halacha. Either way, so when you're going there, when he was there, he was quiet. Buster the Chalas, so when he was passing his alleyways, Amar Leir, Yochanan Maligmar, what's halacha? Do I have to go repeat my Shema? Because it might not complete an hour, you have to repeat it. Amar Leir, Yochanan responded, Im Shesek Lemar Skula, if you pause the amount of time to complete your entire Shema, Chodorosh, you have to go back to the beginning. So we see that Yochanan holds that a lengthy pause is a problematic factor. So the Gemara says, Halki Kamarlei. This is Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, answering for Rabbi Yochanan. Lididi to Rabbi Bava, Lisurilia. I don't hold of this because I hold anyway that you're allowed to say Shema. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you're passing through it, that's not Machanecha Kadosh. Machanecha is where I'm actually not just where I'm standing, where I'm standing or where I am. That's my Dalanamas. Machaneh doesn't, if I'm moving Machaneh, if I'm moving, I can cover my mouth and say the Shema. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And the second thing, I also disagree. This is Machal Gishonim. The other Rishonim say, I also disagree that a pause of any length is disqualifying him. If you shock the Ligmar Skula, that's not problematic. So Gemara says, however, Ladidach, however, for you, that's real, but you who hold that Lashag Ligmar Skula is fundamentally problematic, then Im Shayisa Gemar Skula, Choser LaRosh. If you pass the amount of time it takes to sit in Kriyashma from the very beginning, you are going to have to return to the beginning. This is the end of the Gemara over here. This Gemara is very important because how this Gemara fits in with the Gemara in Brachos. There's a few Gemaras that talk about it. There's really a stira in three different Gemaras about Shmona Esrei, about Kriyashma, and right here about the blowing of shofar. So there's Machlokas Rishonim, Halacha LaMaisa, Machlokas Arayamazeh, how to paskin with regards to this. So the Rishone, the Tosfos, and the Rashba, others want to explain that to answer the stira of the sugyas is that where I'm stopping because I was not allowed to continue halakhically, if I had to go to the bathroom, or if I am in a place where there's tzoa in front of me, or there's urine in front of me, and I cannot daven halakhically, I'm not allowed to daven, so then it doesn't matter what mitzvah I'm discussing, I have to go back to the beginning. That is the opinion of the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, that's how Ashkenazim follow. The Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rif, things based on this Gemara over here that we see by other mitzvahs, this doesn't apply, and we should pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. The only time the Rif is makbar, because when Rabbi Yochanan himself seems to say that it would be a problem, is by Shmona Esrei. And by Shmona Esrei, the halacha is not even if it comes out a chumra and a kula, because by other mitzvahs, they don't hold of this Ramah necessarily, these Rishonim. They would hold that even if Shag Gedilim Shwurla, you can go back and it's okay to have a break. Even if I had to go to the bathroom, even in my onus, and I couldn't do it. However, if it's by Shmona Esrei, if I shagling Kula for any reason, whatsoever, I have to repeat my Shmona Esrei. That is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Halach L'maisa, that's how Shulchan Aruch holds. This is no game. Sometimes it can happen. A person has to go, all of a sudden, he has to really go to the bathroom in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So if you're Davin, if you're Sephardi, it doesn't matter if you're Sephardi Ashkenazi, actually. If they're going to the bathroom, so Ashkenazi would agree. If you go to the bathroom, the length of time it takes to finish Shmona Esrei, it takes you 5 minutes to go to the bathroom, then you have to repeat your Shmona Esrei. So that would be, the concept there. If once you leave the bathroom and wash your hands, even though you're walking back to go Davin, that might not be counted. But these are very technical, they're very important halacha concept that come out of this Gemara over here. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in Braisa. Kios and in makvazuatzu, that when they're blowing the tkios, they're not going to be essential to each other. Brachos in makvazuatzu, and the brachos also are not going to be essential to each other. In the event of a drought or something like that, in Tainus, we're getting to Mamish by Sunday, Meir Shem, we're going to get to these concepts. Hopefully we're not no gay lamaisa. We should have a lot of rain, and Shefa and Bracha, a lot of rain in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutar, wherever everyone needs rain. So the severe fast, they would have six extra brachas on Sheikh Tzibar's davening Shmoneh Esrei. So the Chiddush over here is that, according to Rashi, is that the brachas on the trumpet blasts of the, are not going to be essential to each other. If you're not able to do one without the other, you can do that. That's how Rashi explains it. Tkios, the brachas of Rosh Hashanah, however, Vashem Kippur and Ma'akvos, so the shofar blasts and the brachas of Rosh Hashanah are going to be ma'ak of each other. According to Rashi, this means that the malchus, zechonos, and shofars have to be mentioned with the tekios. The Rishonim are bothered by that. What do you mean? The Hemshech Gemara is going to say clearly not ma'ak of each other according to this Rashi. And this is actually to answer this, just very quickly, I'm saying outside. But Rosalvashi can answer Bashim Reb Chaim that Rashi holds Shitas Rashi is that midda araisa, there's a kiyum potentially of hearing the shofar on malchus, zechonos, and shofars. Shitas Rashi. And Reb Chaim was very makbid for that. The Brisk Rav was also very makbid to hear every word of Chazar Sashat of the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, to be Choshesh for Shitas Rashi, that that's part of the Mitzvah D'Oraisa, and you have to hear every word. So it's when the Chazan is saying it, he wants to sing certain Psukim to make sure that the whole Tzibur can hear him, because that's very important. Reb Chaim held that that's part of the D'Oraisa. Shitas Rashi. Either way, Gemara says, my time out. What's the reason that these are essential to each other in Rosh Hashanah? Because Amar Rabba, because Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imr Lefani Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, Imr Lefani Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, Malchus, Kadesh, Temlunay Aleichem, you should accept my sovereignty upon yourselves, Zichronos, Tiv Aleichem, Zichronos, the Toiva, our remembrance for the good. That's why we say, you can't you do the Paranos over Meh. How do you remember that? But Shofar, the Shofar is our Zchus. The very big thing, the Shofar takes a Kadosh Baruch Hu off of Midas Adin and goes away in the Merachamim. The Zohar talks about the very deep things about this koyach of the shofar. The shofars are also a silent cry. It's part of our Shemoneh Esrei. It's part of our davening. That's something that would is a big schus. Okay, picking up from Misha Berach, we'll pick up on Shabbos. It's a very short daf. Shabbos is only one amud, so we have a half the amud over here, and then half of the amud. Hey, we'll still finish very shortly on Shabbos, Be'er Shem, and pick up on Sunday, Be'er Shem, with the recordings on Maseches Tainus, new Masechta. Encourage your friends to join and make a big siyum, make a big party. Always encouraging a very big party. Have a wonderful Shabbos.